It seems that the Holy Spirit is prompting our church to pay more attention to him.
好像呢，圣灵在催逼我们马里兰福音教会要更重视他。
Since the end of last year, we had quite a few sermons preached by different speakers on the Holy Spirit.
那么从去年年底开始呢，有来自不同讲员集中于有关圣灵的方面的讲道。
Last week, Elder David Wu spoke on the works of the Holy Spirit.
上周呢，吴维雄长老谈到了这个圣灵的工作。
Today is the first time I speak on the subject of the Holy Spirit, and I plan to have more messages on this subject in the future.
那么今天是我第三次来传讲有关于圣灵的这个题目了。那么我打算以后还要再谈更多跟圣灵有关的主题。
I noticed that next week, Pastor Ho will be preaching, I believe in the Holy Spirit.
那我也留意到呢，下个礼拜呢，何牧师还会再传讲那个我信圣灵。
What's going on?
那到底发生了什么事呢？
Interestingly, church speakers have no prior coordination and knowledge of what messages the others will preach.
非常有趣的是呢，我们这些讲员之间其实没有事先协调，或者也不知道其他的人要讲什么主题。
Somehow, someone seemed to be coordinating what should be preached.
那么不知道是什么原因，好像是有人默默的在协调我们大家应该讲什么主题。
Who could that be?
那么这是谁呢？
Well, who else besides the Holy Spirit?
那么除了圣灵还会有谁呢？
He is the director and the speaker in the church.
他是教圣灵是教会的总指挥跟发言人。
Seven times in Revelation, he said, "He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says." To the churches.
那么在启示录当中，圣灵有七次说，圣灵向众教哦，启示录中有七次说，圣灵向众教会所说的话，凡有耳的都应当听。
Today we'll delve into an ongoing battle that permeates the Scripture and echoes in our daily life, a battle between the spirit and the flesh.
那么今天我们就要深入探讨一场持续不断的战斗。一场贯穿了整本圣经，并在我们日常生活当中反复回想的灵跟肉体的一个斗争。
This struggle is not just a theological concept; it is a fact that every believer faces. Let us explore the dynamics of this struggle, learn about its player, its purpose, and the means to victory.
那么这场斗争不仅是一个神学的概念哦，它是每个信徒其实每天都会面对的现实，那让我们来探索这场斗争它的这个动力，并且了解呢其中的参与者，他的目的以及得到获得胜利的方法。
What is this battle about?
那么这场战争到底是关于什么的呢？
This battle between the spirit and the flesh is fundamentally about control, control over our thoughts, actions, and desire.
那么这场灵肉的征战哦，其实根本上是关于控制，就是怎么样来，谁来控制我们的思想、行为，还有我们的欲望。
And we are between two parties being torn apart.
我们呢是被两个不同的势力拉扯着。
This conflict arises between God's call to mold us to be like Jesus and our flesh tendency to follow the path of that great.Degradation inherited from Adam.
那么这场冲突的根源是神要将我们塑造成基督的样式，但是我们的肉体呢，却倾向于呢，要跟随亚当遗传下来的堕落的这个道路。
Who are the fighters in this battle?
那么在这场战争当中的战士们是谁呢？
We know it is the flesh.
首先我们知道是我们的肉体。
The Greek word is sarx.And NIV translated as the sinning nature.
那么肉体这个字在希腊文用的是 sarx， 那么 NIV 版的这个圣经呢，把它翻译为罪性。
It is our earthly desires, selfish ambitions, and our tendencies to sin. It seeks instant gratification, and is often at odds with the will of God.
那么它代表的是属于这个世界的欲望哦，自私的野心跟犯罪的倾向。他追求呢立即的满足，常常跟神的旨意是背道而行的。
The other opponent is the spirit, and Galatians 5:17 tells us that in this fight the spirit, the other opponent is the spirit. It says the flesh and the spirit are in conflict with each other constantly.
另外一个征战的一方呢是圣灵哈、啊。那么圣灵在这个告诉我们说加拉太书告诉我们，在这场征战中，肉体的对手呢是圣灵，因为肉体跟圣灵彼此敌对，圣灵跟肉体不停的斗争。
Why are they fighting?
那他们到底在为了什么在征战呢
？The reason they fight is because the flesh.And the spirit have opposite characters.
他们斗争的原因是因为他们这个肉体跟圣灵其实是完全相反的性格。
Their desires, likes, and dislikes are completely opposite to each other.
他们的这个渴望哈欲望是还有喜好呢厌恶都是完全相反。
Galatians 5:17 tells us, for the sinful nature that is the flesh, desires.What is contrary to the spirit, and the spirit, what is contrary to the sinful nature, which is the flesh?
加拉太书五章十七节告诉我们说，因为肉体的欲望与圣灵相反，而圣灵的意愿也与肉体的情欲相反。
There is no way they can get along.
所以呢，他们根本没有办法相处。
So our mind, our soul, becomes a fierce battlefield.
所以呢，我们的心灵还有我们的灵魂呢，就变成了一个激烈的战场。
If Paul is describing his own inner struggle in Romans 7, we should expect the same struggle in every Christian.
如果呢，保罗在罗马书第七章描述了他自己都会经历这样内心的挣扎，那么我们应该可以预料每个基督徒都会面临同样的挣扎。
Perhaps.We wish God had immediately removed our sinful nature when we were saved and spared us from this inner struggle between the spirit and the flesh.
也许呢，我们都会希望说，神在我们得救的时候就立去除掉了我们的肉体的罪性，这样子我们就不会再经历这个肉体的征战，灵肉的征战了。
God has good reason to allow us to go through this inner struggle. It is part of His salvation program.
那么神呢有充分的理由来允许我们经历这种内心的挣扎，因为这是他救赎计划的一部分。
Two and a half years ago, I preached a sermon titled "The Three Tenses of Salvation." It was an extremely important sermon on salvation.
两年半以前呢，我讲过一篇名为《得救的三种时态》的讲道哈，这是一篇有关于救恩极为重要的信息。
It was preached on November 28, 2021.
That's me. Yeah. That's me. 2021年11月28号的一篇讲道.
The three tenses of salvation: salvation in the past, in the present, and in the future.
得救其实有三种时态，一个是发生在过去式，一个是现在式，一个是未来式。
Remember the sermon?
你们还有谁记得这篇讲道吗？
I'm sure most of you have forgotten what was in that sermon.
我相信大部分的人可能你们都忘记了。
It is necessary for us to spend some time in reviewing some key parts in that sermon because it has something to do with our sermon today.
那么就让我们花一点时间来回顾这篇讲道中的一些关键的部分，因为这跟我们今天要谈的信息有关。
Many believers do not have a complete picture.Of God's salvation program. They think once they are saved, it becomes a done deal. And from then onward, they just sit down and wait for their ascent to heaven someday.
那么许多信徒对神的救恩计划没有完整的了解，他们认为一旦得救就一切就成了定局哦，他们只要就坐着等着有一天升天就好。
Well, what is salvation?
那么什么到底什么是得救呢
？In the past tense, salvation It's a possession.
那么在过去式当中，你得救其实是一个你所拥有的。
What do we possess?
Well, 那么我们拥有的是什么呢
？Well, in the past tense, so.Salvation, we receive forgiveness of sin, we receive imputed righteousness, reconciliation with God, eternal life, the Holy Spirit, and become heir of God.
那么我们所拥有的就是我们从神那里所领受的赦免，还有神所数算好的义，还有与神和好，从神而来的永生。得着圣灵，最后成为了神的后裔。
In the present tense, salvation is a process that makes us holy.
那么在现在式的得救当中，其实这是一个过程，使人逐渐成圣的过程。
We are gradually set free from the power of sin through our obedience and power from the Holy Spirit.
那么借着圣灵的帮助呢，和我们的顺服，可以逐渐脱离罪的权势。
And God caused everything to work together to mold us into the image of Christ gradually.
那么神呢，使万事互相效力，叫属神的人渐渐呢被塑造成了主的样式。
In the future's hands, salvation is a prospect.
那么在未来世当中呢，得救其实是一个愿景，是一个展望。
We will be saved from the presence of sin.
我们会脱离罪的存在。
Liberated from the bondage of decay.
脱离败坏和罪的辖制。
Receive imperishable and immortal body.
得着不能朽坏跟不死的身体。
Receive glory and freedom as children of God.
得着荣耀跟得享神儿女自由的荣耀。
So, this is God's complete salvation program.
所以呢，这个是神整个完整的救恩计划。
Almost 3 years ago, I started this series on the order of salvation.
3年以前呢，我开始讲传讲这个系列，就是按照这个救恩的次序。
I went through.Every one of them in 8 sermons that extended for 1 whole year.
那么呢，我就是已经花了一整年的时间，把每一个得救的时态呢，跟大家做了这个传。
If you miss any of them, you can go to the church website and find the sermon script or listen to the audio recording.
如果呢，你错过了其中的一些信息，你可以在教会的网站上去听那个讲道，或者是找到这个讲道的章节。
Salvation in 3 tenses.
那么三种时态的救赎呢
？First part is justification, second part sanctification, and the third part glorification.
那么这个三个时态的救恩呢，包含着第一个是称义，第二个是成圣，最后呢是得着荣耀。
Justification saves us from the penalty of sin.
那么称义的过程呢，是帮助我们来脱离了罪的刑罚。
Sanctification saves us from the power of sin.
那么称义呢，可以让我们脱离罪的权势。
We are struggling.Still struggling with sin because it's still present with us. However, in the future, when we are united with Christ, we will be saved from the presence of sin.
那么我们在这个阶段还是会跟这个罪挣扎哈，因为罪仍然在我们的生命当中。但在未来的时候，当我们跟耶稣基督同在的时候，耶稣基督就可以让我们完全脱离罪的辖制。
Justification.Is salvation of the spirit.
那么，称义呢，其实是一个灵的得救，属灵的得救。
Sanctification is salvation of the soul.
那么，称义呢，是我们的灵魂得救。
And glorification is salvation of the body.
那么最后呢，得着荣耀呢，是我们的身体，可以得救。
Salvation for the spirit, the soul, and the body.
这是我们的灵魂体三个不同阶段的得救。
Justification gives us a legal position that we are forgiven, we are no longer guilty.
那么 称义呢，给了我们一个法律上的地位，就是我们从此是无罪的了，我们的罪得到了赦免。
Sanctification is a process that makes us holy and righteous.
那么，但是呢，成圣是一个过程，是在这个过程当中帮助我们能够成圣。
And glorification is a promise.
最后呢，进入了这个所谓得荣耀呢，这就是一个神的应许了。
A promise that will be perfect.
那么，神应许我们将来我们会成为一个完美的样式。
Justification is God's work for us.
那么称义呢，是神为我们做工。
Sanctification is God's work in us.
那成圣呢，是神在我们的生命当中做工。
And glorification is God's work to us.
那么最后呢，得荣耀是神对我们所做的工。
Justification is a one-time experience.
那么称义它是一个一次性的经验。
Once saved, always saved. You don't get lost again and save again.
那么这是一次得救，就是永远得救。
And sanctification is a lifelong experience.
但是呢，要成圣呢，它是你一生所必须要做的要经过的经历。
And glorification is eternal experience.
最后呢，得荣耀，它是一个永恒，在永恒当中的经历。
More comparison.Justification is belief in the Lord.
那么更多的这个比较哈，就是第一个称义呢，它是要我们要信靠神，信靠主。
Sanctification is follow the Lord.
然后要成圣的过程中呢，我们得跟随主。
And glorification is with the Lord.
最后得着荣耀呢，就是与主同在了。
Justification, we are put into Christ.
那么称义呢，我们是人在基督里。
Sanctification is.We are conforming to the image of Christ.
那么在成圣的过程当中，我们要去效法耶稣基督。
And glorification, we are just like Christ.
到了所谓得荣耀的这个阶段呢，我们就如同基督，我们就如同基督一般的生命。
Lastly, justification, when we look at the past, we fall short of God's glory.
最后呢，在谈到称义的时候，我们看看我们过去的生命，我们真的是亏缺神的荣耀。
Sanctification, we are looking forward to God's glory at the present time.
那么成圣的过程就是我们在每一天里面的仰望神的荣耀。
And glorification is we enter God's glory in the future.
那么得荣耀就是再次的进入了神的荣耀里。
Wow, this is a very detailed summary of God's.Complete salvation program.
那么这是呢，我对于神整个救恩计划呢非常详细的一个说明。
I hope you download this table from the sermon file.
我希望大家都能够下载这个档案来参考。
In summary, after we are saved, we enter the next phase of salvation, sanctification, which makes us like Christ.
总而言之呢，就是在得救以后，我们会进入救恩的下一个阶段，就是成圣，让我们慢慢能够变得像基督一样。
And sanctification is a lifelong battle between the spirit and the flesh.
但成圣的过程呢，是你的肉体跟圣灵之间终身的一个斗争。
That's why we have to talk about sanctification in this battle between the spirit and the flesh.
所以呢，我们必须要在这里讨论说，在这个灵跟肉的征战当中，这个洁净的一个过程，进化得胜的成圣的过程。
If you look around at fellow Christians, we don't see too many of them struggling with sin. Most of them seem to be at ease, happy, and living a great life as a Christian. I don't know whether that's the truth or not.
如果呢，我们看看周围的基督徒哦，我们好像不会看到太多人在每天都在跟罪做斗争哦，好像多数人都看起来过得很轻松快乐，而且在基督徒的生活当中过得很棒。事实真的是这样吗？我不太确定。
The absence of an inner struggle is worrisome for the following reasons.
那么缺乏在肉体里面、心灵里面的斗争呢，其实是非常令人担忧的哈。这以下是这件事原因。
It could indicate lack of sensitivity to the internal spirit's prompting.
这代表呢，你可能对于圣灵内住的提醒呢，缺乏敏感度。
The person may not have fully grasped the depth of their sinfulness and the need to be delivered from the power of sin.
这个人可能呢，就代表他完全没有完全意识到他们罪性的深重，以及从罪的权势下被拯救的必要性。
So that repentance may not be complete.
所以呢，他的悔改并不完全。
Number three, they may not have been born again yet, and if they have not been born again, they do not have the indwelling Holy Spirit in them.
第三点代表说，这个人如果完全没有斗争的话，可能根本就没有重生了，没有内住的圣灵。基督教只是他的一种文化身份，而不是根深蒂固的个人信仰。
Yeah, Christianity is a cultural identity, not a deep-held personal faith.
Yeah.就是基督教可能就是一种文化遗传，但是不是他个人的信仰。
Another possibility.
另外一个可能性呢？
Some Christians may have fallen into the trap of legalism, where they focus primarily on following rules and outward behavior without addressing the inward condition of their heart.
那么另外一种可能性就是有些基督徒了变成了律法主义的跟随者哈。他们会落入立法主义的陷阱，他们主要专注在遵循规则跟外在的行为，而不是去解决他们内心的问题。
Number five, licentiousness.
第五是纵欲主义。
They use God's grace as an excuse for indulging in sinful behavior without realizing the need for repentance.
他们呢，利用神赦罪的恩典为自己沉溺于罪恶的行为提供了借口，没有意识到悔改的必要。
Lastly, it could be cultural influences.
最后呢，可能是受到文化的影响。
We live in a materialistic, individualistic, morally depraved culture and have conformed to it, just like Lot and his family were deeply influenced by the culture of Sodom and Gomorrah and became.Numb to the society's depravity.
那么我们生活在一个物质主义跟个人主义道德败坏的文化中呢，可能被同化了，并且顺应了这个潮流。就像罗德一家深受到索多玛和俄摩拉文化的影响，对社会的败坏已经麻木了。
Look around in our society, isn't it like Sodom and Gomorrah?
在今天的社会，大家来看看是不是跟俄摩拉当时的很像。
Okay, now why man in Romans 7 fail?
那么为什么在罗马书当中说人失败了呢？
In Romans 7, Paul both in telling us his own story and universalizing it, cried out, "What a wretched man I am!"Who will rescue me from this body of death?
那么在罗马书第七章，保罗在讲述自己的故事，并且把他这个普及化的时候，他大声的在那里呐喊说：“我真的是苦啊！谁能救我脱离这取死的身体呢？”
If we study Romans 7 carefully, we can find out two reasons for the defeat of this wretched man.
如果我们呢仔细来看罗马书第七章，我们可以看到这个困苦人他打败仗的两个原因。
Number one, he fought the wrong way. He fought with legalism.
首先呢，他采用了错误的方法来打这场战争，他靠律法主义来打仗。
Number two, he fought with the wrong power, his willpower.
第二，他采用了错误的力量来打仗。他是靠自己的意志力来战斗。
Paul said in Romans 7, he recognized the law is holy, and the commandment is holy, righteous and good, and he delighted in God's law and intend to keep the law.
保罗在罗马书第七章说，他承认律法是圣洁的，诫命也是圣洁、公义、良善的。他真爱神的律法，并且愿意遵守律法。
In other words, he desired to achieve righteousness and please God by adhering to the law, a practice known as legalism.
那么换句话说呢，保罗希望通过遵守律法来达到公义，并且讨神喜悦。这种做法被称作律法主义。
But Paul finds out later in Romans 7, the problem with legalism lies with the powerlessness of the law and his friends.
但是保罗最后在罗马书第七章后面提到，他的发现就是律法主义的问题在于律法和他的肉体其实都是软弱无力的。
It is a dead end road.
这是一条死路。
He said, "The law is spiritual, but I'm carnal, so a slave to sin."
他说呢，律法是属乎灵的，但我是属乎肉体的，是已经卖给罪了。
Furthermore, he finds out that the law, which is supposed to be good and spiritual, actually arouses his flesh desire to sin, then condemns him and kills him.
不只是这样子，他发现那本来是良善、属乎灵的律法，竟然最后激发他肉体的恶欲，以至于犯罪，而且指控他，并且说要杀了他。
Yeah, this is what he said. But sin, seizing the opportunity afforded by the commandment, produced in me every kind of covetous desire. Apart from the law, sin is dead. If there's no law, there's no sin. Once I was alive without the law, but when the commandments came, sin sprang up to life and I died. And the very commandment that was intended to bring life actually brought death.
保罗这么说，然而罪趁着机会，就借着诫命，叫诸般的贪心在我里头发动。因为没有律法，罪是死的。我以前没有律法是活着的，但是诫命来到，罪又活了，我就死了。那本来叫人活的诫命，反倒叫我死。
So that's the problem with legalism.
这就是律法主义的问题。
Paul wrote two books on the gospel and salvation of Jesus Christ. These two books are Romans and Galatians.
保罗呢写了两本有关于耶稣基督的福音和救恩，一本是罗马书，一本就是加拉太书。
In Romans, Paul tells us what is the gospel, but in Galatians, he tells us what is not the gospel.
保罗呢在罗马书里告诉我们什么是福音，但是在加拉太书里他告诉我们什么不是福音。
He used very strong stern words to oppose those who preach an other gospel, which is not a gospel at all. Paul said, "Those who preach the false gospel should be cursed."
保罗用非常严厉的话呢，去抵挡那些传另一种福音的人啊，因为这个福音根本就不是福音，这些传另一种福音的人应当被咒诅。
That false gospel is legalism.
那个假的福音呢，就是律法主义。
Paul said, "If righteousness could be gained through the law, Christ died for nothing. You who are trying to be justified by the law have been alienated from Christ, and you have fallen away from grace."
那么保罗说，义若是借着律法得的，基督就是徒然死了。他又说，你们这要靠律法称义的，是与基督隔绝，从恩典中堕落了。
The second mistake the wretched man in Romans 7 made is he used willpower to fend off his flesh temptations.
那么罗马书第七章中那个可怜的人所犯的第二个错误，就是他要用自己的意志力来抵挡肉体的诱惑。
In Romans 7, the word I appear 50 times.In the chapter, making it the most prominent term, this indicated the wretched man was fighting his flesh with all his willpower.
那么在罗马书第七章中，我呢一共出现了50次哦，成为最明显的一个用词语。这表明这个困苦人正在用尽他的全力、他的意志力去抵抗他的肉体。
Well, this is very common among people from.China, because there's a saying, a man will overcome heaven.
这个在中国呢是非常普遍的，因为大家都相信一句话叫做"人定胜天"哦。
That's right. Romans 7 ended with a helpless and hopeless exclamation from Paul. What a wretched man I am! Who will rescue me from this body of death?
那么罗马书第七章以保罗绝望跟无奈的呼喊结束，他说："我真是个苦人啊，谁能救我脱离这取死的身体呢？"
So then, in my mind, I am slave to God's law, but in my sinful nature, a slave to the law of sin.
因此呢，在我心中，我是神律法的奴仆，但在我的罪性中，我是罪的律法的奴仆。
The wretched man has reached the end of his rope, but this mark.The beginning of God's will.
那么这个困苦人已经走到了他路的尽头了，但这也代表着神的工作开始了。
It's this saying, the end of man is the beginning of God. That's a saying.
大家常常说，人的尽头就是神的开头。
When we reach Romans 8, the usage of the word I diminishes significantly, appearing only four times in the chapter.Instead, the focus shifts to the word spirit, which occurs 14 times, highlighting a clear change in the theme.
那么到了罗马书第八章呢，我这个词呢出现的次数明显的减少了哈，只有四次。但是相反的，焦点转移到了灵这个词，总共出现了14次。这个凸显说这个话题的主题呢，已经明显的转变了。
This significant shift from I to spirit in the text signals a crucial turning point in the battle between the spirit and the flesh.
那么这些经文当中，从我到灵的重大转变呢，代表着灵与肉之间的征战出现了一个关键的转折点。
As Romans 8 draws to a close, Paul exclaimed.Triumphantly, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through Him who loves us.
当罗马书第八章接近尾声时，保罗胜利地宣告说，在这一切事上，我们借着爱我们的主，已经得胜有余。
From wretched man to conqueror.
从一个困苦人到一个得胜者。
In a matter of one chapter.In Roman,
只在一章当中发生了这个转变。
This stark contrast prompts the question: What catalyzed this transformation, and what is the secret key that Paul discovered?
那么这种鲜明的对比呢，就让我们思考一个问题了：是什么促成了这个转变？保罗发现了什么样的一个得胜的秘诀呢？
Do you want to know so that you can win the battle against your flesh?
你想知道吗？你想打赢这场肉体的战争吗？
Pay attention.
大家注意咯。
The transformation and the secret of victory for Paul can be found in his deepened understanding and reliance on the work of the Holy Spirit.
那么保罗的转变跟他得胜的秘诀，就可以从他对圣灵工作的深入理解和他对圣灵的依赖当中来找到。
Throughout Romans 7, Paul describes his struggle with sin and the law, a battle he cannot win on his own.
罗马书第七章中，保罗描述了他与罪和律法的挣扎，这是他无法单凭自己力量能赢得的一个战场。
It is a portrayal of his effort to achieve righteousness through his own strength and adherence to the law, which inevitably leads to frustration and defeat.
那么这是他试图透过自己的力量和遵守律法来达到公义的一种努力的描述。这种努力不可避免的呢，一定会导致挫败跟这个失败。
However,The shift in Romans 8 revealed the key to overcoming this dilemma. Paul realized that true victory over sin does not come through human effort or legal adherence, but through the power of the Holy Spirit.
当然，罗马书第八章的转变呢，显示了就是克服这种困境的关键在于罗马，保罗意识到了要真正战胜罪的这种力量呢，不是通过人的努力或是遵守律法来实现，而是要透过圣灵的力量。
This key realization is summarized in Romans 8:1-2, where Paul says, "Therefore, there's now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, because through Christ Jesus, the law of the Spirit of life has set me free from sin and the law of death."
这一个非常关键的认识呢，在保罗。在罗马书的第八章1-2节中得到了一个总结，保罗说，所以那些在基督耶稣里的现在没有定罪，因为通过耶稣基督生命之灵的律使我脱离了罪和死的律。
This realization marks a significant turning point for Paul. He acknowledges that it is not by his power but by the Spirit that he can live in a way that pleases God.
这个认知呢，代表保罗他的生命出现了一个很重要的转折点。他承认，不是凭借他的力量，而是凭借着圣灵，他才能够讨神的喜悦来生活。
The Holy Spirit enables believers not only to fulfill the righteous requirement of the law, but to live in freedom from the constant defeat by sin.
那么圣灵呢，让信徒不单单只是能够满足律法的义务，还能够从不断被罪击败的状态中呢获得自由。
Paul's triumphant declaration, "We are more than conquerors through Him who loved us," reflects his confidence not in his ability, but in the power of God's love and the Spirit's enabling presence.
保罗在他的得胜宣言里面这么说，在这一切事上，我们借着爱我们的主已经得胜有余，反映了他的信心不在于他的能力，而是在于神的爱和圣灵赋予的能力。
Thus, Paul's victory was characterized by his shift from self-reliance to total dependence on the Holy Spirit.
所以呢，保罗他的转变和胜利是从他靠自己自力更生，最后转向完全依赖圣灵所发生的。
In the process of preparing this sermon, God inspired me with a beautiful song, "Not by Might."
那么在预备这篇讲道的过程当中呢，神用一首非常优美的主题曲，不是依靠势力才能来启发我。
I find it strange that, In many of my sermons, God gave me a song to go with it, and it's always a beautiful song, and very often I saw a song I have never heard before.
那么非常奇妙的就是在每次我准备讲章的时候，神都会赐下一首非常美的歌，符合这个讲章，而且很多时候那些歌都是我从来没有听过的。
I'm a novice in music. I don't know any song. I cannot sing.
我呢对对歌其实是门外汉哦，我根本不知道歌，也不会唱歌。
The song's lyric echo Paul's discovery that victory lies in relying on the power of the Holy Spirit rather than on power and effort.
那么这首歌的歌词完全呼应了保罗的这个认知，就是。胜利在于依靠圣灵的能力，而不是在于自己的努力和能力。
The song is based on Zechariah 4:6, which declares, "Not by might nor by power, but by my Spirit," says the Lord Almighty.
那么这首歌是基于撒加利亚书4:6，万军之耶和华说，不是依靠势力，不是依靠才能。乃是依靠我的灵，方能成事。
The lyrics convey the message that despite our best effort, we will reach a dead end where we feel helpless and hopeless. But it is in those moments that we are reminded to turn to God for guidance and strength, just like what Paul realized at the end of Romans 7.
那么歌词里传达的信息是：尽管我们尽了最大的努力，但我们会走入死胡同。 让我们感到无助跟绝望，但正像在那些时刻呢，我们会被提醒转向神，寻求他的指引和能力，就像保罗在罗马书第七章末尾他所觉悟到的。
Let's sing this song not by might but the assistance。
那么让我们现在来听听看这首歌，不是依靠势力。
It's not by might nor by power, but by my spirit. It's not by might nor by power, says the Lord. Come on, kids! It's not by might nor by out right.
We think and plan and organize and try with all our might.
But when we finally reach the bottom,
the end of all our rope, the Lord reminds us once again, in me you'll find your hope.
It's not by
a lovely song, isn't it?
是一首非常可爱的歌，对吗？
The next step is.
那么接下来是。
Okay, we know that we have to depend on the Holy Spirit. How do we obtain the power of the Holy Spirit?
我们现在知道了我们要依靠圣灵，但是我们要怎么样才能够获得圣灵的能力呢？
Based on Romans 8, we can obtain the power of the Holy Spirit through the following steps.
那么根据罗马书第八章，我们可以透过以下的步骤来得到圣灵的能力。
First of all, through faith in Jesus Christ.
首先呢，透过对耶稣基督的信心。
We receive the indwelling presence of the Holy Spirit.
我们就可以领受了在内住的圣灵。
Number two, through surrender and submission.
第二是透过降服跟顺服。
Romans 8:5-8.Highlight the importance of setting our minds on the things of the spirit rather than the things of the flesh. This involves surrendering our will and desire to God and submitting to His guidance and leadership. As we yield to the Holy Spirit, He empowers us to live according to God's will and purposes.
罗马书第八章五到八节强调把我们的心思放在圣灵的事上，而不是肉体的事上的重要性。这包括将我们的意志和愿望交给神，并且降服，并且服从他的指导和领导。当我们顺服圣灵时，他就会赋予我们按照神的旨意和目的生活的能力。
Number three, through intercession.
第三，透过带圣灵的带导。
Romans 8:26-27 tell us that the Holy Spirit helps us in our weaknesses. Intercession for us with groaning too deep for words. He assists us in prayer, aligning our prayer with God's will and empowering us to pray effectively.
罗马书第八章二十六到二十七节告诉我们，圣灵在我们的软弱上帮助我们，用无法言喻的叹息为我们代求。他帮助我们祈祷，使我们的祈祷符合神的旨意，并赋予我们有效祈祷的能力。
In my last sermon, I gave a personal illustration of how the Holy Spirit assists me to pray for him.
那么在上一次的讲道当中，我给大家提供了一个范本哈，就是我自己譬如怎么样透过圣灵的帮助来发出符合神心意的祷告。
Number four, full assurance and hope. Romans 8:28-30 provides assurance that God works all things together for the good of those who love Him and are called according to His purpose.This assurance, coupled with the hope of future glory, strengthen us, enable us to persevere through trials and challenges.
第四呢，是透过这个确保跟盼望啊。罗马书第八章二八到三十节提供了确保，即神使万事互相效力，叫那些爱他并按他旨意被召的人得益处。这种确信呢，加上对未来荣耀的盼望，使我们坚强起来，使我们能够坚持不懈地度过考验跟挑战。
Through these avenues, we can be more than conqueror, like Paul.
那么，经过这些途径呢，我们就可以像保罗一样得胜有余了。
I aim to support every sermon God wants me to preach with a pertinent testimony, ensuring.That the message isn't merely knowledge and teaching, but something that can be tangibly experienced in our life.
那么每次在我这个布道结传讲结束的时候呢，我都会举一个见证，因为神要我向大家显明说，这些都不是一个神学的知识而已啊，这些是可以在生活当中真正去实践体验的。
Today's testimony is an excerpt.From Pastor Peter Tang Chi's sermon.
那么今天的见证呢，是彼得陈志牧师他讲到的摘要。
Pastor Tang Chi is a Filipino Chinese. He started the Christ Commission Fellowship Church 40 years ago with just 5 people.
那么彼得陈志牧师是菲律宾的华人，四十年前他创办了。基督使命团契教会当时只有五个人。
Guess what? Today the church has grown to about 100,000 and is among the world's top 10 largest churches.
然后呢，今天他的教会人数已经增长到了十万人，是世界十大教会之中的一个。
Pastor Tan's sermon title is "Experience the Power of God's Spirit."
那么，陈牧师他讲到的题目是“经历圣灵的大能”。
The excerpt is 8 minutes long, and it has Chinese caption.
那么，我的给大家看的这个摘要有八分钟，而且有中文字幕。
Well, I'll give you the link, which is the entire sermon, and it is a little bit more than 1 hour long.
那么，我会提供给大家这整个完整信息的连接哈，那大概有一个小时之多，你们可以自己看。
Our sermon today will end after this video.
那么今天的讲道呢，就会在这个影片放映之后结束。
Today, our topic is so exciting because it has to do with the importance of not just knowing God's will, but doing God's will. If I were to ask you, how many of you really desire to do God's will? Raise your hand. You will only know God's will if you desire to do His will. But can I tell you something? It's one thing to know God's will. It's another thing to do it. It's another thing to want to do God's will and the ability to do God's will. They're not the same. You can have a desire to do God's will, but you don't have the power. Today, the good news is this. I'm going to share with you how not only will you know God's will, but you have the power to do His will. This is something precious to me. Not just knowing, but doing and having the power to do God's will. I'm reminded of people that they come to us. This guy is into pornography. He has been wanting to get rid of pornography. He just could not. And he was very honest. You see, it's one thing to know God's will. It's another thing to be able to do it. I know of a lady. She was living in an immoral relationship. She wanted to give it up, but she could not. Until she encountered the power of the Lord Jesus. So many of us need supernatural power because the Christian life is not hard. It is impossible. So do not live the Christian life without the Holy Spirit. It is impossible. And that's why many of us are spiritually weak. Because you are living the Christian life in your strength. You have never surrendered your life completely to the Holy Spirit. You don't understand. So why do we need the Holy Spirit? Number one, you need power to live the Christian life. Number two, you need power to understand the Bible. And the Apostle Paul understood how to disciple people. To disciple people, you connect them to the Holy Spirit. Make sure they have the Holy Spirit. Number two, you make sure they study God's Word. So God's Word plus God's Spirit is equal to transformation. And that's what happened. Amazing. If not, you will have a problem. Are we clear? I remember this girl attending our Bible study. She received the Holy Spirit. She kept on attending Bible study. Then one day I did not know what was going on in her life. She told her boyfriend. I didn't even know she had a boyfriend. She told her boyfriend, we cannot live in together anymore. And the boyfriend said, why not? She said, the Bible, God's Word, says so. The boyfriend got angry. The boyfriend said, do you have another boyfriend? And the girl said, yes. Who is the boyfriend? Jesus. I cannot compete with Jesus. This girl had to take a step of faith. She left that relationship knowing that is her source of income. Because her boyfriend is the one supporting her. The only problem is her boyfriend is married. She's a mistress. She said, against the Bible. Many years later, I discovered this girl who took a step of faith by the grace of God has become very successful financially. She's now part owner of a security agency. Now, that would have never happened to her if she did not walk by faith through the power of the Holy Spirit to do what is right. So, my friends, you need the Holy Spirit. Praise God. People ask me, is this still happening today? My answer is yes. But you cannot demand miracles. But God does it. I've been to so many countries, so many places. And you hear a lot of this in Africa, in third world countries that are communist, because God has to show Himself mighty. You will say, is it still happening today? Yes. I've asked one of our pastors to share with you what he experienced. Let's welcome Pastor Manny.
The question for most Christians today is this. Does the Holy Spirit continue to empower His people today? I believe that the Holy Spirit will continue to empower His people until the mission is completed. You know, last May, we conducted a family breakthrough weekend in MMRC, and we talked about discipleship begins at home. After one session, one of the participants, a father, approached me. His name is Aid. He is a British national, married to a Filipina, and he has been a member of CCF for 2 years and is part of a small group. He said, Manny, I have a problem. I have two kids, 7 years old, and one of them are always angry. She shouts and she disobeys, And as he was telling his story, I was praying that the Holy Spirit may give me wisdom on how to answer him. So I asked, "Do you and your spouse fight in front of your kids?" He said, "Yes, we always fight and we always shout at each other. In fact, we are fighting before we left the house and we were fighting in the car. I can't help it, Pastor Manny. I'm always angry. I'm angry at my staff. I'm angry at my helpers, with my wife. I'm always angry. I don't want to be angry anymore, but I just can't help it." So I said, "Do you want it out?" He said, "What do you mean you want it out?" I said, "I'll pray for you, but you need to confess your anger and bitterness and unforgiveness to the Lord. Then I'll pray for you so that the spirit of anger may leave you." So after Aid prayed and confessed, I laid my hands on him and commanded the spirit of anger to get out in Jesus' name. I said, "Lord Jesus, thank you for allowing Aid and his family to come to the retreat. Thank you for being our Savior. Thank you for giving us the ability to change our lives through the power of the Holy Spirit. Now, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and through the power of the Holy Spirit, I command you, spirit of anger, get out." And then nothing happened. And then I said, "I command you, spirit of anger, get out." Nothing happened again. And then I continued to pray, "Spirit of anger, spirit of unforgiveness, get out. You have no right in my brother's body and influence his action. Spirit of anger, bitterness, and unforgiveness, get out in Jesus' name." Then Aid started to clench his fist and said to me, "Pastor Manny, I don't know what's happening. I feel like there's pain in my hands. There's like pricking in my hands. I feel like it's huge. I feel like it's the hands of Thanos. And it's huge and it's trying to control. I feel like my hands are being pierced by pins. It's so painful." After hearing this, I held Aid's hand and said, "In the name of the Lord Jesus, I command you, spirit of control, get out." Aid gagged and vomited, and after that he said to me, "I felt relieved. It's gone. It's gone." And then I said to him, "What do you mean it's gone?" He said, "It left me. It's like magic, Pastor Manny." And I said, "You know, never attribute this to magic. Never attribute this to me. This is the power of the Holy Spirit. It is Jesus who has set you free." Praise God. And then Aid said, "Can I confess one more thing since we're here?" I replied, "Sure." He said, "I'm struggling with lust as well because of my past sins." So I prayed to him saying, "In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I command you, spirit of lust, get out." Aid coughed and vomited even more. And I prayed, "May the Lord fill this guy with your presence. May he be filled with joy and gentleness and self-control." And we praised the Lord together because he was set free. Now the Holy Spirit continues to perform his mighty acts even today, and we can experience God's power in the name of the Lord Jesus. Praise God. All glory belongs to Jesus Christ alone.